bandwidth, and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's Friday. Indeed, BTN News listeners, we have made it to the end of the week. Doesn't it feel good? Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger, your host as always. It is the 24th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. All right, we got to start on Friday with the Hacker News. And this one goes out to all our iCloud users out there. Hackers from the Turkish crime family. Yeah, I haven't heard of them either. They're trying to get some money from Apple. Why do they want this money from Apple? Well, they appear to have login details for hundreds of millions of Apple accounts. And if they don't get their money, they're going to wipe all these devices via iCloud. They're demanding $75,000 in Bitcoin or $100,000 in iTunes gift cards. Thought hackers were supposed to stay anonymous. Apparently not these hackers. They want those gift cards to buy the latest Gaga album or something. Now, of course, Apple did have to release a statement when it came to this, stating, "There have not been any breaches in any of Apple's systems, including iCloud and Apple ID. The alleged list of email addresses and passwords appears to have been obtained from previously compromised third-party services." In other words, we ain't seen anything. If anything happens, it's not our fault. Blame the third-party people. Of course, it's the usual measures if you want to protect yourself, just in case. Turn on two-factor authentication. That's the first good thing to do. Make sure you're using a good password, not like, you know, 123456789 or password. And also make sure that your password is unique to your Apple account and not used everywhere else on the web. In the meantime, I guess we pretty much just gotta lean back, put our feet up on the desk, and wait. Google says they are going to promise faster Android updates from now on. According to the folks over at TechCrunch, Google says that they've been working closely with manufacturers and recently got wait times down to from 6 to 9 weeks to several days, apparently, really. Stating that in North America, about 78% of flagship devices were current with the security updates at the end of 2016. Google also plans to ease manufacturers' security woes by rolling out releases that are called A/B updates that are there to reduce the likelihood of a bricked phone after a patch. So yeah, nice to see this. Why do you think they're doing it all of a sudden? Well, because Google revealed about half of the 1.4 billion Android devices in 2016. They didn't get those important security patches. Oops. Netflix users, you're going to be happy now. Firefox on Linux finally supports it. As we all know, Netflix was not really available for traditional Linux-based operating systems. That is, of course, if you were a diehard Firefox user. Since Netflix dropped Microsoft Silverlight and then adopted HTML5, Chrome and Chromium for Linux were capable of playing those videos. And as of today, Firefox can now do it too. Now, of course, to enjoy the Netflix excitement on your Linux desktop, you're going to want to make sure you're running the most recent version of Mozilla's web browser. And you can do that just by going in and checking your updates. If there is one, then start downloading the damn thing, go to the microwave, pop some popcorn, and then by the time you get back, you're set to go. And finally, for some reason, looking through the tech feeds today, it was just so damn hard to find an end finally. So we had to resort to sperm. Hang on, you'll know what I mean here in a minute. Now, yeah, we probably discussed something similar to this a few weeks ago. However, though, this sperm test is supposed to be more affordable. Let's read on. Seems Harvard researchers had a lot of time on their hands. let's let the pun be intended. Why the hell not? Apparently, they've developed a device that helps men easily measure their fertility at home. And again, of course, you're going to need your smartphone with this. I know this all sounds familiar, but again, let's read on. Now, they do say, yes, this technology is out there, but this one is affordable, costing just $4.45 to make. In fact, they're saying this prototype actually takes less than 5 seconds to see how many swimmers you got. Not only that, they're promising a 98% accuracy, too, in the testing. Of course, with every upside, there is a downside. Right now, it's struggling to detect deformed sperm. And apparently, that's a crucial part of assessing fertility. Who knew? But hey, for less than $5, who could complain? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Please send them to us. We've not had a lot of great news lately. Please also get on over and check out our website, britishtechnetwork.com. You can find our podcasts over there. You can subscribe to them there. You can find us on iTunes as well. You can also check out our Facebook page and give us a like too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and our BTN community with our Slack room. Get on over and Slack with us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you very much for listening.